I had in the back of my mind that there was a time set.
Jillian, I'm asking Jillian exactly the date.
But it's not on our weekly agenda.
We're gonna have to do it probably tomorrow morning. It's not too late.
So. I had a note here on my pocket thing.
Yeah.
Tuesday, biosolid.
The deadline was?
Well, that we were gonna.
Well, I thought we were, but then I don't see it. So I'm asking Jillian, when is the absolute drop dead?
Are you talking about acceptance of the responsibility to be the leader?
Yeah, so we can be the lead for the
grant applicant. Well, why don't we just call and have it put on the agenda for?
Here it is.
How about the 15th? What?
Our deadline was yesterday.
On Sunday?
Let me call her. Let me step out and talk to somebody upstairs. I'm going to make the application.
What about, we got the Corps of Engineers down at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm having Nikki call them because they have to have a nice weather and it's supposed to be snow showers and rain tomorrow.
Okay.
So she's going to confirm the thing tomorrow. Is that what you're going
to
ask?
Well, no. I think they need to come and we need to make some decisions. They sent us a letter that had some things in there that wasn't Bob had supposedly called them.
So do we don't want to cancel no matter what then?
Well, we may. Let's talk to Bob first.
Okay.
Bob visited with him.
The application for the biosolids.
That was yesterday. Okay,
so what does that mean?
I was hurrying.
You was hurrying?
Yeah.
Nah.
I promise.
While we're waiting. Talking to?
That was Jillian. Mike Zimmerman saying, yeah, we were supposed to have voted on Friday so that they could have received it no later than Saturday.
Well, there was a phone call. There was a discussion about this, and with a phone call to be made to.
You had an email sent out, didn't you, Chuck?
Zimmerman sent an email. I called Rick, mm-hmm. I guess a week ago.
Uh-huh.
And you called the major parties is what the word was, right?
Zimmerman notified, emailed all of the parties.
Thank you.
And it had the deadlines, I think, on the email.
Right. But I guess the question is, are you satisfied? You ready to vote on it if we can still make it in time?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, my only concern is, current concern was that we notify everybody that had been participating.
Okay.
Hey, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the agenda for this week?
Yes, ma'am.
So you guys to review it and make sure you're...
We were talking about the Corps of Engineers on tomorrow. Bob's session,
yeah.
We are going to find out if we need to see them no matter what. Because if they cancel... We still may need to physically visit with them just to talk about some documents that we've got.
Yeah.
That
we may have to have them send us some re-documentation.
So, but Bob's working on it, so he'll let us know at 10:30 on that one. So don't cancel. You don't start till 10:30, so you're fine. Corps of Engineers is the only one we're talking about.
Okay, I'm going to update you on that.
Okay, we'll just wait till 10:30 on that in a closed session. That's fine. But so don't call them yet until after Bob's meeting. Let's just do it that way. Okay. Hold on. What is the 915, the smoke-free Caney County? Who put that on there?
I did, in a manner of speaking. Jim Berry or somebody from the health department is going to speak to us about a resolution.
Okay. The IDA is over at Connell Insurance, right? And we did table the, we tabled this morning's meeting, the Hidden Valley, whatever, how do we post it this morning?
Till Wednesday.
Till Wednesday. If you would,
at 9:50.
Yeah, would you just make sure it's on there, because if we vote, take action, we've got to have it listed.
Okay.
And since you have, here it is.
I have it in my notes.
Hidden Meadows. Just, yeah, if you would just make sure Hidden Meadows gets posted for 9:15.
Oh, and also, I'd like us to put Blue Ridge down there, too. That's
under Frank's stuff?
Yeah.
Put Blue Ridge in there, too?
On Wednesday.
And you know Friday's personnel with maintenance and talking about headcount and all that. And don't we have a budget discussions?
Well, that was the other question I had.
Where's budget? There it is. Okay. Good.
For their time to come meet with
you guys. All right.
And are we having our Thanksgiving dinner Thursday?
Wednesday.
Well, I thought so. Why have we got it on Thursday?
We need to post it here.
You want to post it?
Well, if we're going to be together, do you want to post it?
We don't have to post it. I mean, it's a
I know,
lunch.
But we got to get in touch with Brenda.
That's all taken care of.
I think Brenda's doing it. She sent an email out.
Yeah, I signed it for 20. It was in $20. It elected official to pay for everything.
Yeah.
For the meet.
Yeah. You got an email. We said yes to you. If you don't hear from Danny, it's considered.
I mean,
a
that's
yes.
Fine with me. Yeah.
Actually, we put him in for 50.
I think we put him for 60, and you and I were free.
That was what
it was. I can't remember what it was.
The.
Okay, what do you got now? You got some stuff on your list.
We still need to call her, I guess, and find out some things, see where they're getting that, because that lady contacted us about it.
Country Bar, I think.
I don't remember.
Or Harder House. Okay, you're up.
Okay, the coffee pot in our office. What are we doing?
We're ordering one.
That's fine. I said, just don't throw the other one away.
Okay.
That's all I said.
You're fine,
though. Get one.
Okay.
We have some money in our budget yet for office supplies.
Oh, you mean with our... I don't think we've...
Have we ever done it before?
No.
Who bought that one?
I bought that one. Okay. But that was 6 years ago, probably. But not anything to do with me, but I don't think any of the officers
have bought coffee stuff,
no. With the exception of the sheriff's department and the airport. Everybody else comes out of their own pockets.
Well,
that's my memory.
Yeah, I'm going to make a statement about that.
Okay.
We have meetings, especially when we had meetings upstairs and in the conference room. And everybody that comes in there in the wintertime is going to drink coffee. That's in the, it's the public.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be exaggerating to probably say that I spent $200 on soda and water last year.
Right.
For people that used it in those meetings, and I have nothing wrong with doing that, but if it's in the budget for this year to have a new coffee pot after the use that we've had, I have no problem with it.
We're still paying for coffee, right? Individually,
I've bought most of the coffee.
Yeah, you've
bought most of the water. But again, the only two offices that the coffee is bought is airport and the sheriff's department, to my knowledge.
You mean the coffee pot?
The coffee.
Oh, I don't care about the coffee. We can bring it. Everybody likes different brands and whatever. They can bring it. But as far as the coffee pot, well, and it doesn't bother me to buy the coffee pot, but it's just the fact that it's there for public use when we have big meetings with the state and everybody else. Right. And as many as 18 to 20 people had sat in that other conference room over there and drank coffee, sodas, and whatever. The cost doesn't bother me on that, but if it's in the budget for this year that we have allowed, I don't have any problem with it. If we want to make a ruling that we don't want to do that anymore on the new budget, well, that's fine with me too. I don't care.
My concern is, and I'm willing to buy another coffee pot out of my pocket. If we if we buy one, we've got a gazillion offices that when theirs breaks down, we're starting something that, I mean, we didn't buy a refrigerator for the road and bridge recently because they could use this one. And I'm just afraid we're starting down a road we may not want to travel.
Let's get you one. We'll just get you one. I'll pitch in some money and we'll just buy one. So we'll leave it alone.
I think that would be a much better plan.
My concern is the other 16 offices that would...
Then you're going to get a $100 one?
Right? Oh, yeah.
Or you're going to get a $15 one? We just want to go there, I don't think.
We'll just take care of it.
As much as we use it, we'd probably go for a $15 to $20 one pretty quickly. There's days that won't make 3-4 pots a day. We have different people coming in and out.
Yeah, we'll just, Chuck and I will talk about it and get you some money today.
Okay. Well, I'm...
That's Renee's deal.
Brenda Neal's deal?
Yeah, I said Renee, but I meant Brenda Neal. Something about talking to Renee.
I talked to this is where they came. Renee at the tea room.
Renee at the tea room. Yeah. Renee was in there.
Millions for roads. We spend millions for roads, but we need not a penny for a coffee pot. That's brilliant.
Is that from Dylan?
Haven't you got something better to do, Dylan? I mean, you got that much time on your hands that you got. I don't believe it.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. Okay, go read something. Give us a hard one. Let's give us an easier one.
Boy.
But not near a penny for a coffee pot. But not a penny for a coffee pot.
The road sharing monies for Marion Woods, you guys tabled it.
Did they come back?
Yes, here's their request.
Oh, they came back.
They finally got a bid, a couple of bids?
No, they're going to have their village employees just do it. According to her request letter.
Uh-oh.
And what's your Forsyth? Yeah, it's a report on Forsyth, too.
Have we done that before?
We can reimburse for the... they've got $47,000 in just either equipment rental or asphalt. So we can do the $47,000. I have no problem with that. Is that not the... But I don't know the program, how you wrote the program.
That wasn't the way that we wrote it up. We have veered from the program to try to accommodate what they did have. And what's that? I see you got the track. I see you got Table Rock there. Is that for asphalt?
Yeah.
Okay, how come it's not laid in place?
This is delivery. I have no idea. Because they rented the roller. They rented the equipment. Remember, she said she couldn't get a bid laid in place. I think that's why they just took the asphalt. What's the program? This is maybe the last year for the program anyway. What was it? How was the program?
Well, it was designed that in September or October, the municipality would apply for reimbursement to get roads repaired, and then we would review them in like October, put it in the budget, and it was reimbursed for what you did.
So if we reimbursed them,
bought snow equipment, which we approved. Some of them bought asphalt. Some of them had different repairs done.
So I guess with that simplistic thinking, that should qualify.
What we did, Jim, is we started off with 2-3 bids.
Uh-huh.
Because we thought everybody would want in on this, and they did. They had Jernigan, they had...
Free?
They had all kinds of people bidding on these things.
Right.
Well, it got down to where there wasn't as many people bidding on them, so we lowered it to 2. If you could bring 2 bids in... And those people had to fix those to where we inspected them. The first year that we laid those down, I went and looked at the roads that the monies were provided for. we've just got lax and lax on the effort, and now we're going to start letting them, giving them $50 and for them to do their own job.
They've already done it.
Here, look at what you're...
Yeah, they've already done it. They've already spent $47,000 on asphalt.
Her request letters on top.
Yeah, they've already done it.
Well, I guess that pretty well settles that down.
I'll make a motion to approve the $50,000 reimbursement to the City of Forsyth and to Merriam Woods on the road sharing monies.
I'm going to second just because
of intergovernmental agreement.
With the intergovernmental agreement that will be attached with it, you meant to say.
Yeah,
and I meant to second that also. Because otherwise we'll have to repost it, won't we? Another thing.
Yes.
We have to do an agreement for each yes. year?
Each year, each yes. agency.
Yes.
Because, I mean,
that's
done this.
That's always been done.
I mean, that's fine with me. I'm just curious because we've done this before. I would have thought there'd be an agreement. That's fine.
There are in past years.
But you mean just individually and annually. That's fine.
Question.
Dan, I don't see, I mean, the thing is they spent the money and we're not vouching for the quality, and she did prove that she put it out for bid and got no bids. I mean, she did prove, remember when she came in here, she proved that there was no bids.
I don't have anything again. The village of Merriam Woods, and I think Angela does a great job. I've received a lot of heckling during my last campaign about where
that was me, though.
The roads were at that we had done, and if
right.
they were done, if they were done to a quality that they couldn't tell where they were at, all those kind of things that were questions that were brought forward to me.
Right. Well, I mean, we always have a chance to. I mean, I unfortunately, if we want to clarify what our road sharing project money is, then we can do that then. But I think with basically no rules.
It's again the statute.
Yeah, but not by quality.
It's the statute to do what?
I said it'd be again the statute to let just give them. I think we passed a road sharing. I don't know whether it was an ordinance or a road sharing agreement or.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for it because it's done.
It's done, right? I think everyone realized that we've talked about we're maybe killing the program anyway, and maybe a good time to revise or clarify what we're expecting. So.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. So that took care of Forsyth and Merriam Woods that we had scheduled at 10 o'clock. We need to go back to administrative and do any more with Miss Nikki.
Wow.
On the unclaimed tax bills, is that something you guys wanted on the website, or are you guys just going to talk about that?
It's up to Sheila. If she was put on her tab, that's fine.
Okay. I didn't know if she wanted to do
anything. And you guys, you ladies are here this whole week,
yes.
Pending any sicknesses or anything.
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent. I figured you'd be deer hunting.
You was out there on Saturday.
I really want to. But
you weren't hunting near Bob Chance's house, were you? I just asking.
No comments.
Okay, no. You weren't taking any shots at so... boats or anything, were you? I'm just making sure I'm narrowing down the field. That's all I'm doing. Just doing my due diligence.
Speaking of due diligence, how about Bull Shoals right of way? I noticed we tabled it on the 9th. And is that the core?
That's the core stuff.
Okay. Well, we're working on that then.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you have the biosolids meeting from last week?
I know.
Deers aren't up there.
Bob gets here, we need to check to be sure on burying the water tank. I'm the only one that's in this conversation.
The biosolids from last week, did we table it? What did we say on that tabling?
Because we have to have it approved today. I've got it right here.
Yeah, now see how we worded it?
I've got it right here. What's next? Straw office moved table resolution until 3 o'clock today.
Great. Then what did I do?
I don't see any action after that. That's why it says, what's next? I think it was agreed that I would contact Ziegenfuss since he was the guy, and I did that Tonto, and he got a hold of Mike Zimmerman, and Zimmerman sent an email to all the parties, which
right.
was all my concern. I'm right. all for the project. I just wanted to the members know what we were doing since we were changing
the process.
The entity that is going to be responsible for it.
Well, we must vote today under emergency for the application. So, evidently, I failed.
I recommend that you wait and do that during Mr. Paulson's session for discussion.
Okay. No problem.
Received that from Kirbyville this morning. They said that they had a conversation with you.
In accordance with previous conversation with Chuck Pennell and members of county staff, the village crew would like to use a village portion of sales tax money to pay blah, blah, blah. Further, we would like to use the county's existing paving contract to take advantage.
I assume they're talking about the road
sharing. Okay. They are talking about the road sharing. That's the reason I was a little concerned about this other do-it-yourself type deal. If you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, because the do-it-yourself could have bought it at a different price.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I don't remember when I talked to Bob, but I've talked to him. And previous conversation, would like to use the tax. And
do you want me to call him and get an itemized list and do it with an agreement like I have for the other municipalities?
Can they use our contract?
This is November 13th is when the letter was written. And I know you've been talking to him over and over and over again, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Is this for next year or is this for this year?
This is for this year. And what they've did, they set their building on the property that they went out and cleared their property, the donated acre that they got from the Brayfield.
It's payday. Yes.
And they cleared the property, and the school give them the double-wide trailer, and it's sitting on the property. They were wanting to get this done before then. I drove by and looked at it.
Can they use the contract? If they could, then we should have made that available to other people.
Well, I don't think we can do that now with the contract. I think we just have to have them make up a list of the time and hours and have them put it together, get somebody to bid it or something to you, or however you guys want to do. This other deal has opened up the door.
I want to give them however I can help them. So,
well, they haven't collected for three. This will be the third year.
They have not.
They haven't collected the past 2 years. If they do this year's, so they haven't participated. They haven't cost the county the $50,000 the last 2 years because it didn't turn in a project. But now they're wanting to pave this. This is the parking lot and a street is what it is. It's for their building and the street that goes off of it. It's Brayfield Street or something that runs right on down the entrance to their, mm-hmm. where you go into their facility. Do you want to have them explain it a little bit better, or how are we going to do it?
Well, I mean, I guess my first question is this.
Is that from Bobby, or is that from...
Bob. First question is this. Can they use the existing paving contract? That's my first question.
No, I don't think they can.
Well, I mean, do we need to ask Bob Paulson that question?
That wouldn't be hurting.
That's the first question. And if they cannot, then we can at least tell them, hey, we can't do that. But if you want to submit invoices, then we'll be able to pay for it. We're actually producing invoices. We're not giving them a credit. Because we made Merriam Woods go spend the money before we could give them money. So it looks like they wanted money ahead of time.
Well, that's the way the original deals wrote up. They can get money ahead of the time.
Well, we made Merriam go spend it.
I know.
Let's wait.
Can I talk to Bob?
Yeah.
And get some clarification during this session?
Yeah, during this session. I'll keep it right here.
Get it back to
I'm responsible for that piece of paper. Jim, I won't let him touch it.
Jim, and we can go back through those records so you can show it, but so you'll know how this thing operated. There was little cities, Bradleyville, Kirbyville, mm-hmm. Bull Creek, mm-hmm. that did not have the money. So the money that was for the project was, whenever they brought their bids in, the money was paid by the county.
When they brought their...
There was a transfer of the funds by... It was billed to the village. But they brought their deal in, done the work, and the money was transferred over and paid.
I'm fine with that. Here's... But what I'm saying is that it doesn't look like they're going to spend the money unless we give them the money.
Here's the bottom line to me. What we wanted to happen is happening, has happened. That's what we want to see happen. That's what they're wanting to do. What we approved with Merriam Woods and Forsyth, that's what happened.
That's the process.
They improved those roads, and that's what we wanted. What hasn't happened for some time now we've got a policy. Believe it or not, we have a written policy.
Okay.
We can find it. And the policy was, you submit by such and such, how you're going to do it, what it's going to cost, and all different things. County Commission look at it, and we would approve it for the following year.
Okay.
Is that right?
That's right.
And so these folks have, like I do in my life, got behind on things. They haven't got it done. Merriam Woods ran into problems.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. We've been loose about letting them extend over. And I think, again, the bottom line is, we're going to have to look at whether we want to do it next year and redo our policy, because we're already, I bet anything, past our policy for next year's approval, because people haven't approved, with the exception of maybe City of Branson. I think they've asked for...
They've been here before the policy was ready.
Yeah. So, anyway, we need to kind of get things straightened up a little bit.
If you're going to send out letters this year for next year...
We'll let you know.
We'll let you know.
That's down the road.
That's Friday, after Friday's meeting.
Okay. But you could, if you would not mind, to take us up that policy. I think I've got one in my file.
Okay, I'll look for it.
And to go further with what Chuck said, the first year it was September. People didn't get the stuff in, so we extended it to end of October. And then we went into November and extended the policy.
Yeah.
And so it'll show all that stuff too. But anyway.
Okay. So we laid Kirbyville's letter down. What are we doing with Kirbyville?
I got to talk to Mr. Paulson about one question they have in there before we go to the next question.
So we're going to come back to it later.
Yes, sir. All right. So the next thing is Mr. Paulson. And so if he would be here at timeliness, he'd be right now.
Yeah. Well, before we lose Nikki. One note I've got here, said we would go visit with the transfer station. Has that been scheduled? I don't see it.
Not yet.
Would you help us get that done?
Mm-hmm.
Please?
And you're wanting to go there, all three of you?
Yeah, the commission and Frank.
Oh, yeah.
What's the topic?
Just operation of the transfer station.
Okay.
And I do have some under administrative. Are you... You're done?
Yes.
You can sit down, just relax here. Is Jillian on the way? As soon as you go out, probably. We talked Friday. I was given the task previous weeks from both you guys about possible Thanksgiving, Christmas luncheon with a road and bridge.
Yes.
The rate is a lot higher than it was last year at that same restaurant.
Okay.
It's not $7, it's now $9 or $9.50.
Okay.
Actually, it's $9.50 because the Republican Club has a cheaper rate than what we were able to got quoted over the phone.
Okay.
So the question...
They did go to 9 eventually, but you were trying to get them to go to 8, and you said you were going to shop around.
We're shopping around. So the question is, do we want to shop around, or are we just... I mean, we're picking it up our own tab, so I mean, it's not like it's county money, but I just wanted to ask you, what do you want to do?
So it's 9 or 9.50?
It's 9.
$9.
Times 120 people.
Okay.
That's what we... I think last year was right. About 120 is what I think I heard the number.
It was less. They were less showed up than the number that would actually show.
It's $1,080 split three ways.
Don't you like them too?
What?
You would divide it by four? I mean. Yeah, it's $350.
$360 actually.
$360.
Each. If you go three ways.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Just think about that. Bob, before we go into executive.
I want to take credit for what, or blame for what Jillian said down, but give her a tough time about it.
Okay, you're taking.
She's like, you got me fired. I said, no, I didn't. You know, the not a penny for the cup. My idea. Give her trouble. She gets down here.
I do have a question for you. Village of Kirbyville would like to take advantage of the county's paving contract rate that we have on doing a project in Kirbyville.
Mm-hmm.
Can they do that?
I don't really see a real problem with it, but let me look at it a little closer. I don't think there's a problem with it.
I don't know how the bid wrote.
The company would have to be willing. Or it'd be in their contract that we have with them.
Oh, that's funny stuff, Julian.
Bob.
Huh?
Okay, hold on. Before she starts, it's still being broadcast. I move we go into executive session for litigation, real estate, personnel. 6.21.
And griping.
And overall anger, if there's a category for that.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 And these are 7 updated.
Motion carries.